Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 323 for Thursday, March 26th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mostly lower Thursday morning, taking some direction from the losses seen in Chicago soybean and soy meal futures. Canola values were trading anywhere from 30 cents higher to $3 lower. The most active May contract was down $3.40 at $457.20 per ton. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar added to the bearish tone as it made canola more expensive to foreign buyers. The large global oilseed supply situation also weighed on the market. However, some spillover support came from the gains seen in Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures in early and overnight activity. Steady commercial demand for canola also underpinned values, as did the need to keep some weather premiums in the market ahead of spring seeding in Western Canada. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S. markets, grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of the plus-minus line. Chicago soybeans were anywhere from 1 to 5 cents lower, May down 5.5 cents at $9.73 per bushel. Reports that yields for South America's bean crop are very large undermined values, as did expectations of increased acreage in the U.S. this spring. On the other side, the softening U.S. dollar was supportive, as were better-than-expected weekly export sales out of the U.S. Corn futures were steady to lower, values anywhere from unchanged to 3 cents softer. May was down 2.5 cents at $3.92 a bushel. Traders were being cautious ahead of next Tuesday's weekly planting report from the USDA. Tepid export demand for U.S. corn weighed on values, as did spillover selling from wheat and soybeans. Though some support came from the softer U.S. dollar and expectations that U.S. farmers will reduce their corn acreage by about 2 million acres. Wheat values in Chicago were down sharply. Values were anywhere from 8 to 11 cents lower. May was down 10 and a quarter cents at $5.08 a bushel. Profit taking at the highs of the day and the large global supply situation were overhanging wheat values. Forecasts calling for beneficial rain in some U.S. winter wheat growing regions were also bearish. However, the softer U.S. dollar limited the downside, as did ongoing worries about dry weather harming Russia's winter wheat crops. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, March 26th. I'm Taryn Shields.